Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I'm so glad you're here today. I want to start by saying something really important. If you're watching this because your child has been hurting their siblings or other family members, I see you. I know how scared you might be feeling right now. I know how exhausted you are. And I want you to know that you are not alone, and this does not mean you're failing as a parent. The Magic Book and I have been learning so much about this, and today I want to share what we've discovered. Because here's the truth, my friend. When children lash out physically, when they hurt the people they love, they're not being bad. They're struggling with feelings that are too big for their little hearts to hold. Let me tell you what the research shows us. According to the American Academy of Pediatrics, children ages 6 and 7 are still developing the self-control they need to express anger peacefully. Their brains are learning, growing, building the pathways that will one day help them manage these enormous feelings. But right now, in this moment, those pathways are still under construction. Dr. Laura Markham, a wonderful clinical psychologist, teaches us something beautiful. She says that connection before correction helps children feel safe enough to manage big emotions. Think about that for a moment. When your child is overwhelmed, when those feelings are flooding their system, they need to feel safe first. They need to know that even when they're struggling, even when they've made a mistake, you're still there. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but Inara, they hurt their sibling. They threatened someone I love. How can I stay calm when I'm so worried? And my friend, that is such a valid question. Your job is to keep everyone safe. That comes first always. Here's what the experts tell us. When a child is hurting others, it's often a sign of underlying emotional distress or unmet needs. Something is happening inside their heart that they don't have words for yet. Maybe they're feeling powerless in some area of their life. Maybe they're overwhelmed by changes or transitions. Maybe they're carrying worries they don't know how to express. The Center of Excellence for Early Childhood Development has done beautiful research on this. They've found that sibling conflict, while challenging, actually provides opportunities for children to learn conflict resolution. But here's the key: they need our help. They need us to teach them, patiently and consistently, how to navigate these big feelings. So what can we do? Let me share some gentle strategies that really work. First, in the moment when your child is escalating, your priority is safety. You can say calmly, "I won't let you hurt your sister. Bodies are not for hurting." Then you separate them gently but firmly. This isn't punishment, it's protection. You're teaching them that everyone in your family deserves to feel safe. Second, once everyone is safe and your child has calmed down, that's when the real teaching happens. Get down to their level. Look into their eyes with love and help them name what they were feeling. Were you feeling angry? Were you feeling frustrated? Did something happen that made your body feel all hot and tight inside? When we help children name their feelings, we're giving them the beginning of emotional regulation. We're teaching them that feelings are okay, that everyone has them, but that we express them with words, not with our hands or our feet. Third, teach them what to do instead. This is so important, my friend. It's not enough to say don't hit. We have to teach them what they can do. You can say, when you feel angry, you can stomp your feet. You can squeeze this pillow. You can come tell me I need help with my big feelings. You can take deep breaths with me and hear something beautiful. The American Academy of Pediatrics reminds us that one of the best ways to teach appropriate behavior is to model it ourselves. When we express our own anger in quiet, peaceful ways, our children learn from watching us. They see that it's possible to feel big feelings and still stay gentle. Now, I want to tell you about a story that might help. It's called The Warmth That Connects Us All, and it's about Lucas and Ella discovering that even when feelings are hot and overwhelming, there are invisible bonds of connection that help us feel safe and understood. In this story, Lucas and Ella learn about empathy and caring, about being there for each other when emotions feel too big. They discover that everyone has difficult feelings sometimes, and that we can help each other through them with patience and love. After you read this story with your child, you might talk about how everyone in your family has big feelings sometimes. You might create a family ritual for expressing difficult feelings in gentle ways. Maybe you have a special cushion for angry stomping. Maybe you have a calm down corner with soft things to squeeze. Maybe you practice taking deep breaths together. The research is so clear on this, my friend. Children whose parents respond with empathy and teach alternative behaviors develop stronger emotional regulation skills over time. This doesn't happen overnight. It takes patience. It takes consistency. It takes you showing up again and again with love and clear boundaries. I also want to say something important. If your child's aggressive behavior is frequent, if it's intense, if you're feeling scared or overwhelmed, please reach out for support. Talk to your pediatrician. Consider working with a family therapist who specializes in young children. There is no shame in asking for help. In fact, asking for help is one of the bravest, most loving things you can do for your family. You are teaching your child one of life's most important lessons, how to feel big feelings and still treat others with kindness. That's enormous work, my friend, and you're doing it. Even on the hard days, even when it feels like nothing is working, you're doing it. The magic book whispers this to me. Every child is learning, every parent is learning, and learning takes time, patience, and so much love. You have all of those things inside you. So tonight, after your little one is asleep, I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to remember that you are enough, that your child is not broken, that this is a phase of learning and growth. And that with your patient guidance, your child will learn to express their feelings in gentle ways. Find the warmth that connects us all in the Book of Inara app. Read it together. Talk about feelings. Practice gentle ways to express anger. And know that the magic book and I are here, cheering you on every single step of the way. You've got this, my wonderful friend, with love and starlight, Inara.